So yes, now we're on verse 15, Bhajan Rahasyam. As I mentioned, the majority of the verses of Bhajan Rahasyam, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is discussing about this meaning of this word Kinkara. Because this is called Panchmayam Sadhana, chapter 5 of the book, which is analogous to the what he calls Panchama Yam Sadhana. This is the sadhana that enables one to enter into remembrance of the pastimes, the fifth period, the fifth yama, Panchama Yama, which is called Apurva, Apurva Lila, Apurva Astakaliya Lila, which occurs in the afternoon, actually at this time, from 3:36 until 3:36 p.m. until 6 p.m. It's also called Uttara Goshta Lila, when Krishna and Balaram return with all the cows from the pasturing grounds of Vrindavan, and then they pass through Barsana and go on to Nandagaon, to the Goshalas, and milking the cows and having their evening pastimes, Shayan Lila. So this Panchama Yam, there's a sadhana to actually enter there, and that's on one level. These verses and chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one can actually enter into those pastimes. Because in those pastimes that happen at Apurvan Lila, Krishna actually meets with Radharani briefly. It's called Sankshipta. I think it's called Sankshipta Sambhog. Very brief and pleasurable meeting. On the side, just on the side of the road, there are some kunjas, and the mandris are, they've decorated the kunja there for a very brief or quick encounter with Radha and Krishna. So then when Krishna's coming on the side of the road, Radharani's there, and they're glancing at each other, and the mandri, and Krishna enters one kunj, the mandri brings Radharani into that kunj, and they briefly meet. So that's on one level. But then on another level, he's saying that this Panchamayam Sarana, this represents this verse from Shikshastakam, Ayinanda Tanusha Kinkaram. So this word Kinkaram, Kinkaram means, the word Kinkar means service or servitude, to be a servant. Kinkara Bhav means Dasya Bhav or Seva Bhav. So at this point, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is introducing everyone to the idea of service of Radharani. This is a speciality in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Because in other Vaishnava Sampradayas, they draw their line of service to the lotus feet of Krishna. Savayamana Krishna Padara Vindayor, Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunarana Varnane. In the ninth canto of Bhagavatam, the story of Ambarish is there. Savayamana Krishna Padara Vindayor. He fixed his mind on Krishna. Vishnu. And then he engaged in the service of Vishnu. So everyone is Krishna Seva, Vishnu Seva, Shravanam Kirtana Vishnu Smaranam. This verse from Bhagavatam, where Prahlad Maharaj is mentioning the nine limbs of bhakti, says Vishnu Smaranam. But when this gets transferred or translated into Gaudiya Siddhanta, it becomes Radha Smaranam. Because this is the unique contribution of Lord Chaitanya, Swabhakti Shriyam, that he came to give what's never been given by any other avatar, any other incarnation, or any other acharya. No one has ever given the service of Radharani, Swabhakti Shriyam, the beauty of my own devotion, the beauty of devotion to me. And who is speaking here is Radharani, Krishna in the form of Chaitanya, which means Radha-bhava. So Krishna has come in the form of Radharani to give her own, swa means my own, to give my own devotion, Swabhakti Shriyam. Shriyam means the beauty, the effulgence, the attraction. So this concept of Radha-dasyam, the service of Radharani, is only available in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So if we come to Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya and we only aspire for Krishna's service or the service of Krishna's feet, which is all right, no harm, but this is not really the unique contribution of Lord Chaitanya. Because any avatar in Kali Yuga that comes, every Kali Yuga there's a golden avatar that comes, and he's known as Gaur Narayan. And he propagates the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, and by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one observes the principles of Vaidhi Sadhana, becomes perfect, attains bhava and prema, and goes to Vaikuntha to serve Krishna, Krishna Das. But when Radha and Krishna combine, Rasika Shekhar and Mahabhav Rasika Shekhar, for the service of Krishna's feet, which is all right, no harm. But this is not really the unique contribution of Lord Chaitanya. Because any avatar in Kali Yuga that comes, every Kali Yuga there's a golden avatar that comes, and he's known as Gaur Narayan. And he propagates the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, and by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one observes the principles of Vaidhi Sadhana, becomes perfect, attains bhava and prema, and goes to Vaikuntha to serve Krishna, Krishna Das. But when Radha and Krishna combine, Rasika Shekhar and Mahabhav Rasika Shekhar, Radha and Krishna, when they come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's once every thousand Kali Yugas, once in a day of Brahma, then he comes to give something that Gaur Narayan never gave, or any other avatar ever gave. He comes to give the service of Radharani, Radha Dasyam. So this is the special contribution of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the acharyas in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, they're always teaching this, or emphasizing this, or introducing this, or explaining this. So Mahaprabhu gave it in a nutshell. He's introducing a concept of Radha's service here in Chaitanya Shikshamrita. Ainanda Tanusha Kinkaram. But a Kinkara of Nanda Nandan, a servant of Nanda Nandan, at least in this regard, is a Kinkari. Kinkari means a maidservant, a handmaiden, a female servant. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in these verses, chapter 5 is a commentary on Ayinanda Tanaja Kinkaram. And about two-thirds of the verses are all about Kinkara. So this particular verse, 15, Panchmayam Sadhana, chapter 5, is the, you can say, upper end of a sakti, because each level of devotional attainment is somewhat, it's not like black and white, it's like a gray area. When you're at the level of Anartha Nivritti, in order to progress to the next stage beyond Anartha Nivritti, that's called Nishta. But some of the characteristics and attributes of Nishta, they come down when you're involved with Anarthas and getting free from obstacles and contaminations, you become steady, and you become more steady, more steady, more steady. Then you start to exhibit all the characteristics and qualities of Nishtita Bhakti, which means you're on the level of Nishta. Then a level of Nishta, there's some ruchi. It's like a mist. Sometimes when it rains, it's what they call misting. It's a misty rain. It almost appears that when you go outside, that someone has taken one of these little spray bottles that they use to put some chemical or some fine water on a plant. You see these little bottles. Psh, 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 psh. So sometimes you go out and the rain is falling like that, and you even ask yourself, is it raining? Or did some bird just, unload his bladder or something or whatever? There's some kind of mind, what's that? What an interesting rain. I think everyone must have experienced. Very fine, misty rain. And it's very pleasurable, especially if it's summer and like it's a cool rain. Then you go out and there's what they call a torrential downpour. Or when Indra besieged Vrindavan with the Sambartika clouds, the Pralaya Megh, the clouds of destruction, they were raining. The rain was so thick, it was falling as thick as columns, as marble columns of water. Thick columns were rushing down. Solid water. And sometimes it rains hailstones, actually turns solid into balls of ice fall down. So there's different intensities. So the level of Nishta, in order to progress in Nishta, to come to the platform of Ruchi, there is some taste coming down. It's called Ruchi Abhas. Ruchi Abhas is like a mist. There's a little mist, a mist of taste. You get some taste in chanting, some taste in hearing Harikata. It comes and goes, and comes and goes. Oh, I got a taste today. And then years go by. Months go by. What happened to that taste? I remember. I faintly remember. I think I got a taste. Or was it a taste? Or was I imagining? No, I think it was a taste. And then as we get more sincere and more surrendered, then the taste gets thicker and more condensed. And then maybe it becomes a torrential rainfall. And then that becomes full-fledged ruchi. So there's an overlapping, is what I'm trying to say. At the different stages. So when one enters the platform of a sakti and becomes attached to the Lord, there's different levels of attachment. That's like they say in English, that someone falls in love with someone. They say, oh, he's fallen head over heels. So he's fallen head over heels in love with that girl. Head over heels. Heels means your feet. Head over heels means he's flipped out. He's totally lost it. He's so much attached to that girl. So the attachment, the sakti, the Krishna sakti, it grows. You get more and more attached. It's not like, oh, no, everyone on the level of a sakti is on the same level. Because always, everywhere there's hierarchy. Everywhere there's division. And then Brihad Bhagavatamrita brings that out very clearly. There's hierarchies of spiritual domains. There's Ayodhya, then there's Vaikuntha, and Ayodhya, then Dwarka, and Mathura, and then Vrindavan, then there's the Rasasthali, then there's Govardhan, the caves in Govardhan, the Rasasthali, then there's Radhakund. This is called hierarchy. Levels, stages, divisions. It's not all one. Then there's hierarchy of bhaktas. He's a pure devotee. Yes, Hanuman's a pure devotee. Yadavas are pure devotees. Uddhava's pure devotee. Gopis, everyone's pure devotee. It's all one. Is it all one? There's hierarchy. Different intimacies, different forms of the Lord, different planes of serving the Lord, different levels of love for the Lord. So it's so much hierarchy. So the same thing in bhakti, there's so much hierarchy. There's like Kanishtha, Madhyam, Uttam. Then within Kanishtha, there's Kanishtha, 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 Madhyam, Kanishtha, Uttam. So there's nine levels. We thought, we join a temple, hey, we're all devotees, Hare Bo, Prabhu, Hare Krishna, take prasad. Then we find out, oh, he's Kanishtha. Kanishtha? I thought we were all devotees. I thought it was the United Nations or the spiritual world. Black, white, young, old, fat, thin, Mexican, American, French, German, forget it all. We're all Hare Krishnas. But then we find different levels of love for the Lord. So it's so much hierarchy. But then we find out, oh, he's Uttam. He's Mahabhagavat. Acha. He's Brahman. He's Bhakta. He's Guru. He's... So there's so much hierarchy. Because this is a fact. Unfortunately, although we are basically all Mayavadis, so we really want it all to be one, and we want to be like Abraham Lincoln, an equality for all, and, no slavery and no masters and all one class, and we want communism. We're actually all amshas of Karl Marx and Abraham Lincoln. Equality for all and one nation. We're all Karl Marx amshas. We don't like it. We actually, most people, even if you talk religious talks, no, what is this? All religion is the same. God is one. It's a one God. We're all equal under God. One God, one man, one nation. And they have all these political slogans and they sound good. They sound good if you have Mayavadi ears. They sound good if you have Mayavadi conception. They sound good if you're a Mayavadi. And most of us are. So therefore, these ideas are very popular, especially among Shudras and other lower... Because the lower the intelligence, the less the discrimination. The Shudras are predominated by ignorance, so they don't have much discrimination. So they don't like to hear about hierarchy and divisions and differences. Hey, what's it? You be human being, I be human being. We be the same. What be the difference between you and me? You eat, I eat. You sleep, I sleep. Right? So? But there's so much Ved. Ved is there. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya's philosophy is perfect because he harmonizes everyone. Achintya, Ved, Abed, Tattva. It is inconceivably, simultaneously one and different. And these last verses of this discussion of a sakti start to explain how a sakti matures and develops into Bhava Bhakti, and how the conception of Kinkara, i.e. Nandatanja Kinkaram, how it deepens from the generic ideas that of Jivera Surupaya Krishnara Nityadas. Nityadas, Krishnadas means Kinkarbhav, Dasyabhav. I am Krishnadas, I am a servant of Krishna. Well, what form of Krishna? Oh, any form. Well, what servant are you? What classification, what hierarchy of servant are you? I'm just a private. I don't have any stripes. I'm not a colonel, lieutenant. I'm just in the army. I'm a service army. Acha. You're not an officer. No, I just... So that's the beginning idea of Kinkara. I am just a servant. What form of the Lord do you serve? They're all Ram, Krishna, Vishnu, all good. They're all saints. And what is your particular mood and mellow of service? What is your service department? Oh, anything, man. Cut the vegetables, do the puja, distribute the books. So then gradually, Kinkar starts to take a deeper meaning, a more specified, specific meaning. From the general meaning of Krishna Das, then it comes into a particular rati. Oh, I want to serve the Lord in the mood of a parent, or friend, or lover. And then, in what domain? In Dwarka, Mathura, Vrindavan. So this ongoing deeper conception of Kinkar is also reflected in the verses that are given here in Panchamayam Sadhana by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So in verse 15, which we're going to speak about, he's talking about the resolution or sankalp. Sankalp means a determined idea or affirmation, sometimes it is vow, the resolution to serve Radharani. Resolution to serve Radharani in Bhava Bhakti, with Bhav, with feelings of Bhav. Beginning it's like, well, yes, I would like to render service to Radharani. I would like to be an assistant to her maidservants, Gopi Bhartu, Palakamalira, Dasyano, Dasyano, Dasi. So this is Kinkari Bhav and Radhadasyam. And this is again from Radharas Sudaniti by Prabhupada Saraswati, verse 40. And this is a prayer to attain the service of Radha, birth after birth is given. So now you see how the idea of Kinkara is increasing. It was first, the idea of Kinkara, Seva Bhav, was introduced in verse 4 of Shikshastakam. Nadanam, Nadjanam, Nasundarim, Kavitam Vaj, Jagdisha Kamiye, Mama Janmani Janmani Ishvare, Bhavatad Bhaktir Hoitukitai. There, Radharani is praying on behalf of the sadhaka. Lord Chaitanya is telling, I just want to serve you. I don't want wealth, women, position, elevation, mukti, liberation, adhanam, janam, sundaram. I don't want anything. Ahoituki bhakti. Janmani, janmani, ahoituki. All I want is to serve you. I want kinkara bhav, generic kinkara. I only want to serve you, birth after birth. That's all. That's what we get, the idea we get in verse 4. Now in verse 5, we're introduced, well, who's you? Because we say, Nadanam Najanam Nasundaram, Kavitam Va Jagadisha. Okay, we have Jagadish. Jagadisha Kamiya. Well, he's the Lord of the whole universe. He's a big guy. He's spread all over the place. Jagadish. Where do you find him? If he's Jagadish, he's going from one planet to another to supervise the place. There's millions of planets. You can't catch up with him. You can't find out where he is. When you land on one planet, he's gone to the next planet. Now you go to the office and they say, no, he's gone to Europe on business. So you go to one planet, no, I'm sorry, Vishnu's gone to another Jagat, because he's Jagadish. Nadana Najanana Sundaram Kavitam Va Jagadisha Kamiye Mama Janmani Janmani Ishvare Bhavatad Bhakti. So Ishvara, you're my Ishvara. Oh God, you're the controller. I accept that. And I want to serve you, birth after birth. That's what's told in verse 4. Now, which form of the controller? Now it gets very specified. I Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram. Nanda Tanuja. He who is Tanuja, born from the Tanu, born from the body of Nanda. That means, oh, what Ishwar? What master? What Lord do I want to serve? Nanda Nandan, the son of Nanda. Oh, that's a very specialized form of the Lord. And he's not found in every planet of the universe. He's only found in one planet. So as soon as you say, hey, Nanda Nandan. Hey, son of Nanda Maharaj. I Nanda Tanusha Kinkaram. I'm Kinkaram. The Kinkara, the service I want, the Ahoitaki Seva I want, Bhagavad Bhaktir Ahoitaki Toyi, what I want, the Bhakti that I want, the Bhagavan that I want to serve is Nanda Nandan, Bhagavan Nanda Nandan. And he's not Jagadish all over the universe, he's in one specific place. There's only one Vrindavan in the whole universe. Each universe there's one Vrindavan. Right? There's millions and unlimited planets. As many planets as there are in a bag of mustard seeds. That's how many planets, as many seeds as there are. Uncountable. Ananta koti vishnu loka namma pradhyam jarchide himadri jap phaloma javirinshi javaraparte. Right? Ananta koti vishnu loka. There's unlimited planets in this universe. So now the idea of Kinkara is getting specified in verse 5. Nanda Nandan? I want to serve you. You're in Vrindavan. I want to be in Vrindavan. I want to serve you in Vrindavan. I am Nanda Tanusha Kinkaram. But where am I? This is my aspiration. This is my Ashabandha, my hope against hope. But where am I? I'm in one of these planets. I'm a planetary being. I'm here. I'm stuck. Vishame bhavambudo. I'm drowning in the material ocean of birth and death in one material planet, in your big universe. Then he says, Stita duli sadrisham vachintya. Please pick me up from here and put me in Vrindavan. Take me out of here, take me to Vrindavan, to your feet, so I can serve you in Vrindavan as Nandanandan. I don't want to serve Vishnu. I don't want to serve Jagadish. They're not my Ishvara. You're my Ishvara. So now the concept is getting more specified. We're starting to recognize the hierarchy within Bhagavan. Hierarchy of forms of Ishvara and hierarchy of dhams of Ishvara. First it's Jagadish. Oh, so many Jagats, and he's the Isha. Now it's specific Ishvara. Now what form of Ishvara? The localized Ishvara. Where? In one planet in the universe, Sridham Vrindavan. In what form? The form of Nandanandan. Yashomati Nandan Brajabara Nagara. So now, as the chapter's been going on, he's been refining and deepening the concept of Kimkara till it comes to this point, that I'm praying to attain the service of Radharani birth after birth. Because in verse 4, he says, Janmani Janmani Ishvare Bhavatad Bhaktir Hoita Gitai. So in verse 5, he's actually saying, what verse 5 is saying, is my Ishvara is Ishvari. And that birth after birth, I'm not praying for the service of Jagadish. Birth after birth, I'm praying for the service of Srimati Radharani. And that conception, which is contained in the fifth verse of Shikshastakam, is echoed or also emphasized, or you can say mentioned, in verse number 40 of Radharasuta Nidhi. Therefore, this verse came in the heart and mind of Bhaktivinoda Thakur when he is reflecting on the Shikshastakam. What is this? What is being said here? What does Radharani mean here? What Radharani is meaning here is, listen, sadhakas, this is what verse 5 means. Verse 5 is a prayer for my eternal service. I'm speaking this. Radharani is speaking Shikshastakam. And she's encouraging us, yes, come to my service. Accept my service birth after birth. Don't worry about, you don't want any liberation, you don't want any mukti, you just want my service. Like we say, Bhagavad Bhaktir Ahoitaki Toyi. So we have something, we have Bhagavan and we have Bhagavati. Bhagavan means Krishna, the male principle. And Bhagavati means Radharani, the female principle. The predominated moiety and the predominator moiety. Moiety means couple, predominated person. So this verse is very nice. Tasya apara rasasara vilasa murtir ananda kanda param anbhuta sokya lakshmi brahmadi durlabhagater brishabhanu jaya kainkarnya meva mama janmani janmani syat. Birth after birth, may I attain the position of being a maidservant of Vrishabhanu Nandini. Radharani, Vrishabhanu Nandini, she is the Vilas Murti, which means personification of playful pastimes. Vrishabhanu Nandini is the Vilas Murti of Shamsundar, who himself is the essence of limitless Ras. Vrishabhanu Nandini is Sri Krishna's supremely wonderful pleasure Lakshmi. She is the goddess of fortune. But does she give money and position and power and fame? No. She gives the pleasures of love, of pleasures of intimate happiness. The wonderful pleasure Lakshmi. And Radharani is most difficult to attain for Brahma and others. Kain karyam eva mama janmani janmani syat. Brahmadi durlabha gatera brishabhano jaya. Durlabh gati. Durlabh means very difficult to attain. This destination, this goal, durlabh gati. Durlabh gatir. It says it, Brahma, because when we say Brahma Adi, it means, it includes all the demigods. Brahma Adi means beginning with Brahma, because he's the beginning, Yad Adi Kaviye, Yad Adi Devata is Brahma, and everyone else is coming after him. So if Brahma can't attain the service of Radharani, and of course no one else can either. So it's very durlabh gati, very difficult. Recognizing this difficulty, recognizing the rarity of a 10-year service and acknowledging my own insignificance. Therefore, my only recourse is to surrender at your lotus feet with great humility and beg you and pray to you. And that's what he's doing. Prabodhananda Saraswati. Here they have the same thing. Janmani Janmani Syat. So each verse of Shikshastakam is a continuing development of a theme, a deepening of a principle, a clarification of an idea, of a conception of devotion. So we have this Janmani Janmani in verse 4, and then this same conception is carried into verse 5, i.e. Nandatanaji. Yes, because you don't forget the previous conception when you go to the next conception. It's just like math or chemistry. You learn certain principles, and each preceding principle or concept is necessary to understand the subsequent one. That's like astrology. You learn certain basics, and if you can't forget those and learn something new, because the previous principles will be incorporated into the new understanding to deepen it. So the ideas of verse 4, Adanana Janam Sundaram Janmani Janmani, they must become amplified and presented in verse 5, and then 6 and 7 and 8. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is given a Bengali rendition of this. Where's my... Apararasara saravila samurati parama adbhuta sokya ananda nivriti brahmadira surla sudurlaba vrishabhano kanya janmi janmi tanredase hai jena dhanya. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has put Prabhupada Saraswati's verse in Bengali. He says the daughter of Vrishabhano is the embodiment of the essence of unlimited rasa plays. Apara rasara sara vilasa murati. Radharani is the supremely amazing source of all happiness and joy. Parma adbhuta. Adbhuta. Parma adbhuta. Adbhuta sokya. Wonderful, amazing. Sokya. She's a supremely amazing source of all happiness and joy. Sokya ananda nivriti. Radharani is impossible for the demigods, beginning with Lord Brahma, to attain. Brahma dira sudurlab vrishabhano kanya. Then may I attain the fortune of attaining Radha's service, birth after birth. Janmi janmi tanra dasye hai jena dhanya. So this is the prayer that if we're going to take another birth, may that birth be in the dust of Radharani's seva. Prabhupada Saraswati, his voice is full of anguish and distress as he utters this prayer of hopelessness to Radharani, begging for her service birth after birth. The sadhaka attains his eternal identity by continuously reciting the mantra and nam given by his spiritual master. Well, this is a fact, because there are different ways to realize one's siddha-deha in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. But actually, they're all one in one sense. They're all interconnected. Because the basic way one realizes his siddha-deha is by the mercy of Guru. Without Guru, one cannot realize his siddha-deha. Because from Guru, one gets mantra. Diksha mantra, Gopal mantra, Radha Gayatri, Radha mantra. Kam Gayatri, Guru Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, Gaur Mantra. And from Guru, one receives knowledge, Sambandha Gyan, and Mahamantra. He receives Mahamantra surcharged with Sambandha Gyan and Guru Bhav. The Bhav of the Guru is compressed in the mantra that he speaks in the ear. So therefore, now, if one has Guru, Guru may directly give Siddha Pranali, but one will not realize that. There's rare cases Guru can give per his choice, examining the adhikar or eligibility of the disciple. But the disciple, even if he has Guru and he receives Pranali, he will not realize his Pranali unless he perfects his chanting of Nam and Mantra. Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna with her own endeavor. But without the mercy of the Lord, she was not able to do it. And when she finally received that mercy, she bound the Lord with the rope in her hair. There's some the lady has like a, her hair when she was, her hair was tied back. Sometimes they say the rope in her petticoat. But there's a little rope. She collected so many ropes to tie Krishna, from all the cowherding ropes from all over Gokul. And it was no success. And she was so exasperated and so much desirous and so much tired. And then Krishna said, all right, I feel compassion. You want to tie me. So then she was like, oh, how can I tie him? And then she went, oh, this rope. And she took this rope from her hair. Very soft, not a very strong rope. It's a very thin rope. Just put two tied. So mercy is one thing. Guru Kripa is mercy. Guru may give mercy, give Kripa. But without endeavor, there's no success. So both are required. Mercy of Krishna and Guru, and the sadhaka's own endeavor to diligently and purely chant the Guru Mantra and Maha Mantra. So he's telling here, the sadhaka can attain his eternal identity by continuously reciting the mantra. That's why it's told in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Lord Chaitanya is instructing the grihasthas in Puri. He said, if you want to attain perfection, you can attain perfection. You can attain siddhi by chanting 1 lakh of japa every day. It's telling this. So this used to be the basic requirement in Gaudiya Sampradaya. Every day, 1 lakh japa. That was, and everything else was adjunct. Everything was adjunct, means additional to that. There's smaran and puja, archan, Vaishnava seva, Hari Guru Vaishnava, serving Hari Guru and Vaishnava. All these are requirements. But the foundation is 1 lakh a day, japa. But due to the changing times, but nevertheless, Lord Chaitanya's order is there. So it's only recently that the requirement of 1 lakh has been diminished. But that doesn't mean that, oh, still, that's just some compensation due to our fallen nature. But this is a fact that if one continuously chants the mantra with proper sambandha gyan and the proper elements of sharanagati, with dainyabhav means humility, and sharanagata, surrender and submission under guidance, it's called anugatya. Sadhu anugatya or guru anugatya, under the guidance of superior sadhus, and by chanting the mantra, maha mantra and guru mantra, these siddha mantras can reveal one's eternal identity, provided he's connected with guru. So then it gets back to the same point. Guru gives the spiritual body. Guru reveals the siddha deha. You see? So it's always a fact. Because sometimes people say, oh, you just have to chant Hare Krishna and you'll realize you're siddha deha. No. Without guru, it's only guru gives siddha deha. He gives directly or indirectly. He gives from here or from there. It comes from guru. One must have link, connection with guru. It must be surrendered to guru, and there must be the individual sadhaka's effort, and the effort must be perfected effort, purified, perfected, and dedicated effort, not half-baked effort. Purified, perfected effort, endeavor, and the mercy of guru and Krishna. Then success can be there. Upon attaining his sarup, Deep attachment for Swamini Sri Radha arises in his heart, and he receives an internal spurti or vision of Radharani's sweetness and beauty. So this is the transition between asakti and bhava. These spurtis begin to happen in bhava. Spurti visporti, Acharya's explaining it like this, spurti visporti and sakshat darshan. But before bhava, it can't come. Once some disciples were meeting one acharya here, and one disciple was saying, oh, Guruji, my God brothers and God sisters are saying, last night I saw Radharani, I saw Krishna in a dream, or Krishna spoke to me, I had darshan, I had vision, I had this vision and that vision of Radharani, and she's so sweet and so kind. Then the guru was laughing. He said, oh, this is very nice. They want to taste fruits without planting a seed. No, he said, they are tasting fruit without planting a seed. So then the guru asked the disciple, so, they're saying they're having this vision and that vision. Vision means some internal vision or some type of, you think, whatever you think is vision is, but in technical terms it's called sporti. So you think they're having sporti. They just took diksha last month and they're chanting one round a day. And on big days they chant 16. And now they're having visions of Radha and Krishna, and the Guru is laughing the whole time. Say, well, Guruji, they're telling me like this, that they're very convinced, that they're very strong visions they're having. And he just kept laughing. And he repeated, yes, they want to eat fruit without planting a seed. So this fruit of devotion comes after long, arduous practice in previous life, and maybe less practice in this life. At any rate, it's not so easy. But at this level, the spurti will come, and one will experience the sweetness of Radharani. This verse, he's saying, Vilas Murti, that Srimati Radhika is the personification of Shyam Sundar's playful pastimes. The word Vilas means playful, playful pastimes. Radharani's intrinsic nature as concentrated rasa manifests when she's in the kunjas with Krishna. Krishna is called Rasika Shekhar, or Akhila Rasa, Rasamurti. He's the emporium of all ras. Radhika is the essence of ras, and she is the personification of Vilas. There's just some description of the different word meanings in the verse. The joy of meeting is hidden within the mind of Sri Govinda, who is the embodiment of condensed happiness. Sri Radha's Madanakya Prem causes this joy to blossom, making Krishna restless and beside himself to meet with his beloved by any means possible. Therefore, in his eagerness to meet Radhika, Krishna sometimes dresses himself as a woman, and sometimes he bows down at the feet of the Sakis and Manjaris. The bliss of meeting Sambhog Rasananda that Srimati Swamini Radharani provides Krishna is indescribable, even more so than Govinda himself can imagine. And this point is made, is quoted in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's a very common verse, which is in Madhya Lila chapter 8, Ramananda Samvag. Vrachri dine kunje krida kare rada sange kaishora vayasa safal kaila krida range. Day and night, Vrachri dina, Sri Krishna enjoys the company of Radha in the kunjas of Vrindavan. Kunja krida. Kunja krida means pastimes in the kunjas, in the groves. Radha sange. Radha sange means in association with Radharani. It also means very intimately connected with Radharani. Thus, Krishna's early youth was made successful by sporting with Radharani. Kaishor vayas. Vayas means the juncture between youth and manhood. Kaishor vayas. Vayas means the age or the period, the juncture. Kaishor, we say Krishna Kishore, Kaishor. Kaishor is 11 to 15. So this age is called Kaishor. Safal, Kaila Krita Rangay. So Safal means all, Sama Fala means all fruit, Safal. Fala means fruit. Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam. He offers me fruit, flower, fruit, etc. So Safal, all fruits. Krishna made his youth fruitful by enjoying with Radharani in the bushes of Vrindavan. So this is quite an extraordinary concept of God. That the definition, Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya definition of God is, God considers the perfection of his life is to be, to enjoy in the bushes with his girlfriend, who happens to be married to somebody else. Your definition, God considers his life, God considers, yes, I am God, my life is meaningful, it is useful, it is fruitful if I can get in the bushes with somebody's wife and enjoy Ratri day and night. And this is the God you worship. Haribo. We preach, Tehina Shvinya Ta Dehe Komaram Yovanam Jara Tata Dehantara Praptir Tirastatra Namuyati. As the embodied soul passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, similarly the soul passes into another body at death. Sir, do you know that? Do you believe in reincarnation? You know, this body is always changing, but you're not changing. You're the ever-present witness. Do you understand? Yeah. Yes. And do you want to know a secret? Do you know what God actually does? Really? Hey, I like that God. Where can I read more about that? Now, wait a minute. First, finish the Bhagavad Gita. I suppose if Prabhupada went around preaching like this in New York, he would have got a huge following. Yes, a huge following of Sahajiyas. Oh, God likes to lie around in the bushes all day with his girlfriend? Well, so do I. Well, all right. This is the kind of God I want to worship. He's a hippie like me. I lie around the bushes with other people's wives, and so does God. Does he get drunk also, like we do? Yeah. It's called Madhupan Leela. Acha. Really, does he play music like we go in the park, man, and we get our flutes out, we get our flutes and our conga drums, and our flutes and our guitars, and boom, blah, 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 blah. He says, yeah, he's got his flute, and they play the murdanga and pakawaj, and they play veena, it's like a guitar. Well, all right, he's like us, he goes in the forest and gets down, all right. So he would have had a huge, massive movement of sahajiyas, breaking every principle known to man. It would be the International Society of Degradation and Intoxication. ISDIGAI. International Society of Degradation and Intoxication. ISDIG. So fortunately, Prabhupada didn't go that line. He let those guys go other places. Prabhupada was looking for the pure souls that actually are qualified and aspiring to enter the pure Dham of Pavitra Dham, Sri Vrindavan Dham. But anyway, that's the fact about Krishna. So there's maybe we could have a question or two if anyone feels inclined.
No more headache, no more tension. She's the driver.
Yes.
The passenger.
Yeah. See, Radharani is the driver and you're the passenger.
Ishtadev.
Yeah, Ishtadev. Well, that kind of sounds, yeah, that's, well, of course, that's how the pure devotee thinks, that I'm just moving, everywhere I'm moving is by the will of the Lord. Well, that, I guess that we will come to that level when we're totally surrendered. But at the same time, bhakti, there's also endeavor in bhakti. In other words, if you use that analogy of the driver and the passenger, the driver just sits back and puts his feet up on the back seat and, you know, it doesn't have to do anything. The passenger is passenger means passive. It means passive injure. He doesn't do anything. But in bhakti, because even a conditioned soul is a passive to some extent, he's just being propelled by his karma, and the Paramatma is the driver. Because that analogy is also there in Gita, Yancha Rudaya Maya. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesh Arjuna Chishtati Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Yantra Rudani Maya. This yantra of the body, the machine of the body, and the driver is Paramatma. And he has the software. We made the software. We laid out the software program in our last life. It's called karma. Then it was passed on to the Paramatma. And Paramatma put the software into the motherboard and just programming the machine and driving us. And we're just the observer of the monitor. We're observing the monitor and the computer. So that's the conditioned soul is also be the passenger, blind passenger in the body of his own karma. But we have to do bhakti means the passenger is working. Krishna may be driving the car, but we're in the back seat singing to him. We're in the back seat singing songs to the driver, and we're doing something to contribute. We're offering something to the driver. We're not just taking service for him, because in the bhakti line, Krishna we admit that Krishna is the driver, Radharani is the driver, but we also cooperate with the driver. We also render some service to the driver. Like you may have a driver in the car, and you may act as a navigator. You may read the roadmap and say turn right, turn left. So God may be driving our car, but we're working with Him. It's a cooperation because love, the submission in love means that I let the other person take charge. But I'm also endeavoring to please the beloved according to their dictation. So we're a passenger. But for example, the driver is driving the car and he turns around and says, "Do you know singing?" I said, "Yes." "Can you sing me a song?" So we sing a song. So that way we're serving the driver. So the devotee is being driven by his Ishtadev, but at the same time he's contributing to the Ishtadev. He's contributing to the pleasure of the Ishtadev by his service. So I would just like to say that. Hare Krishna. Sri Nandanandan, you like to add a few words?
That makes a lot of sense. I like that example a lot. One thing I was wondering, is there any description anywhere that you can remember about the Gaura Narayan incarnation in every Kali Yuga?
I've seen it in other books other than Prabhupada's books, this idea. Because, first of all, it says, Kali Yuga Yuga Dharma Namara Prachara Tati Lagi Pita Varna Chaitanya Avatara. This is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It says, in Kali Yuga, it says, Kali Yuga Yuga Dharma Namara, it says, in Kali Yuga, Nam, the Prachara is Nam, and the Avatar is yellow. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, when Gargamuni is doing name giving ceremony, he's saying, oh, you know, your son has come in different ages in a yellow color. So that yellow color indicates age, other means other ages. And other Kali Yugas, he's come in a yellow color. So where it's describing in the different Puranas, I think there's even a book, Kushakrata has some book about Chaitanya Upanishad or something, where Bhaktivinoda is citing proof for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. Because Lord Chaitanya appears in every Kali Yuga. But this specifically, these points about the Lord Chaitanya's appearing in the 28th Divya Yuga of Vaiveshvata Muni, which is this particular Divya Yuga, and this particular Kali Yuga, that point is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Adi Lila, chapter 1, I suppose, chapter 1, verse 4, Anarpita Trim Triyat. And in the commentaries, this verse is saying, Sobhakti Shriyam, what he's come, because it says there, Anarpita Trim, he says that Lord Chaitanya, this Lord Chaitanya has come, he has come to give what is never given before. Means never given before in other Kali Yugas. And there, you can look in folio under Gaura Narayan, you'll see one or two mentions. It's in my Appreciating Navadvipa book. I discuss this, where Prabhupada mentions about Gaura Narayan. He himself, in Prabhupada, our Guru's own words, he says, in other Kali Yugas, Lord Chaitanya comes as Gaura Narayan. This term is used. But other acharyas give more explanation about this. So this is a very special Kali Yuga that only in this Kali Yuga, only Raganuga Bhakti is only preached in this Kali Yuga. Braj Bhakti is only given in this Kali Yuga. And Braj Bhakti is only given by this Rasaraj Mahabhav. That Radha and Krishna combine as a special form of Lord Chaitanya. The form of Lord Chaitanya that comes in other Kali Yugas, he's golden. He may be the son of Sachimata's son, but he's in Aishwarya mood because he's sending people to Vaikuntha by the chanting of the name of Hare Krishna mantra. And they're performing Vaidhi sadhana, chanting Hare Krishna, developing Vaidhi to Bhav, to Prema, and going to Vaikuntha, Gaura Narayan. So he's a golden avatar, he's a Kali Yuga Patita Pavan avatar, all these things are the same. But this Rasika Shekhar, Rasaraj Mahabhav, Rasaraj Sri Krishna Vrindavan, Mahabhav Srupini Radharani of Vrindavan, only come once every 1,000 Kali Yugas. This is a very significant thing. And all the songwriters, they write so many songs about it also. Yadihi Gora Nahito. What's that? That song is by Vasudev Ghosh or something. Where would we have been if Lord Gaura had not come in this age to give this Radha Prem? And Chaitanya, in the writings of Chaitanya Chandramrita by Prabhupada Saraswati and Chaitanya Chandradaya by Kavi Karnapur, there they mention these ideas about Lord Chaitanya also.
I just wanted to say that yesterday we have been reading the same Adi Lila 8.
Excuse me?
We have been reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 8 about the Krishna Das Kaviraj being instructed by Guru and Krishna.
Yes. Yes.
Because one cannot feel the ecstasy and all the bliss by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Yes.
But by chanting Chaitanya Nityananda's names, one can feel the bliss of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yes. Obviously, in every Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma is chanting the Maha Mantra. The Prabhupada is making a point that because many people are chanting the Maha Mantra, many Vaishnavas, they know about the efficacy of the Maha Mantra in Kali Yuga. Many people are chanting Maha Mantra. But especially those that are Gaudiyas, they can appreciate the special dispensation and mercy coming from Gaura Nithai. So, if one chants Hare Krishna without invoking the mercy of Gaura Nithai, then it will take a long time and be very difficult to come to the platform of ecstatic chanting, where one experiences sattvic bhavs or sattvic vikars, transformations of the softening and melting of the heart, which manifest in different anubhavs, like crying or tears falling from the eyes or trembling or voice choking up. But if one approaches Gaura Nithai, then they're very merciful. So then they can quickly cleanse the heart by vibrating the names Gaura Nithai or Chaitanya Nityananda, then make us more eligible to receive the divine entrance into the mercy and pastimes of Radha and Krishna's Yugal Nam. Radha and Krishna Yugal Nam is the Maha Mantra. So you're making this point that Lord Chaitanya and Lord... So that's... I know there's one... They used to sing one kirtan every Kartik about 8 or 9 years ago. One group came from Bangladesh. Jai Chaitanya Nitai Chaitanya, Jai Chaitanya Nitai. In a very stylish way, and very devotional and also professional together. Many mridangas and wampers after the evening class. There was an evening class, I think, even now. And it, Jai Chaitanya Nitai Chaitanya, Jai Chaitanya Nitai. You know, like 10 wampers all playing in time and 4 mridangas. Ta 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 dong! You know how they do. And they're jumping, and then let's go to the next temple and jump in front of the door, because they had the imbav that Krishna may be sleeping, but his eyes are everywhere. And he's seeing us and he's hearing us, and we're dancing here and chanting for his pleasure. So they would stop in front of each temple door, entrance door, and then go to maybe Gopinath and take evening prasad or something like this. So they were definitely glorifying Chaitanya, specifically Chaitanya Nityananda's names. So it's a fact. And Prabhupada encourages us always to approach the Panchatattva. In the Gaudiya Sampradaya, oftentimes the gurus ask their disciples to chant 5 rounds of Panchatattva mantra before beginning Maha Mantra, or at least 1 round. So this is a good idea if you're little, can't seem to get the alligator tears dripping out of your eyes, let's say dripping out of our eyes, when we chant the Maha Mantra, then we should spend a little time with Gaura Nithai. It's kind of like warm up, you know. Like when you're in the winter, you want to drive your motorcycle, you have to warm it up. So that warm-up maybe is a Panchatattva mantra or Gaura Nithai. Kind of clear the path, clear out the cobwebs, straighten out the mind, get the mind in the right position. That's actually a fact. That the more you chant Gaura Nithai's name, the more bliss there is in chanting Hare Krishna, or some bliss. A reflection of bliss or something. Anything more? Hare Krishna.